again and again.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way, because we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. And God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will cover each and every person with the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, I pray that you will continue to walk with them on feet, that you will continue to give them what they need, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, continue to fill them with wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just glorify you on this morning. We just give you all the praise and honor. We love you, oh God. Oh God, we just can't do without you. And God, we trust you. And we know that your word is yea and amen. And with all these blessings, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to Genesis, the third chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. That is Genesis, third chapter, fourth and fifth verses. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. "God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it. And you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is the wrong voices. The wrong voices. People of God, there are many times we listen to the wrong voice. Last week we discussed about knowing God's voice and how you can learn of God through his voice. Know the difference. This time, we're going to discuss how listening to the wrong voices can be costly. Amen. So I just want to just go back a little and discuss, even though we coming from the book of Genesis, the third chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse, but I want to look at Isaiah, the 30th chapter, 1 through 3. And it shares with us what happens when we don't listen to God's counsel. It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust of the shadow of Egypt your confusion." Okay, first of all, listening to the wrong voice. The people are called rebellious. God brought the children of Israel out of bondage, and he protected them, and he provided for them in the wilderness. And God then took them into the promised land and was their covering of protection and provision. So by you listening at the wrong voice, it can cause rebellious, and it can also remove the protection of God. Come on here, somebody. Jeremiah 42:13-14 says, they refused God's counsel, protection, and provision. You see, this was so sad. They had become rebellious and hardened their hearts against God's counsel because they wanted to be like the nations around them. Many times, we would not listen to the voice of God because we want to be like somebody else. Come on here, somebody. But when you know who you are in God, nothing can detour you from going the opposite way. And so the second thing is following the wrong voice, it will eliminate the protection of God. Because in verse 1, it says, they lost the protective covering of God. You see, they were married to God, you know, as their husband. He was their covering of protection. Their rebellion caused them to not only lose provision, but also their covering. Through their rebellion, people of God, when we act in a rebellious state, God is not obligated to protect us. God is not obligated to bless us. So actually, they were saying, we don't need God. We want a divorce. We want to get out of this thing quickly as possible, because what they failed to realize is that they was thinking God was not moving fast enough for them. They was ready to get out. But it was their own rebellion that kept them going around and around. 11-day journey took 40 years. Because why? They refuse to listen to godly counsel. My God. And finally, listening to the wrong voice can also cause you to be in bondage. Listening to somebody else which do not have godly counsel or wisdom will cause you to be into bondage. That's why you got to watch the words that are spoken over you. You got to watch the words or the people who speak into you. Come on here, somebody. Because it could lead into bondage. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So, as children of God, Jesus has to set us free from the bondage and the entanglement of sin through his precious blood. So, those are the three things that happen when you listen to the wrong voice. You become rebellious. You lose your protection. Is not obligated to protect you. And third, you are led into bondage. So we're getting back to Genesis, the third chapter, verses 3-5. And we want to know, why did the serpent say you will be like God? He said that to discredit God's motives, to undermine God's character, and to cast suspicion on God's word. You see, Satan caused Eve to doubt the goodness of God. When we question God's goodness, we begin to doubt his love for us and distrust his word to us. We don't believe what he's saying. You see, Satan then has us right where he wants us to doubt God, to actually challenge God. Come on here, somebody. So the enemy knows, Satan, which is our enemy, he knows that if he can deceive you into listening to the wrong voices, he can keep you from your destiny. He can keep you in bondage. He can keep you from the protection of God. He can keep you in a rebellious state. He can keep you upset and discouraged. You see, this all started in the Garden of Eden. Satan came to Eve and said that she should just go ahead and eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. And so Eve responded, "No, God said if we do, we will die." Satan said, in effect, "Oh, are you kidding?" I'm just paraphrasing. This is what Satan said. "Are you kidding? Do you really believe you will die? Of course not. You see, God knows you will become just like him." This is what Satan was telling Eve. He was leading her in the wrong direction. He was making her disobey God. Listening to the wrong voices allows you to disobey God. It keeps you from your purpose. It keeps you from your destiny. Every voice is not from God. Come on here, somebody. You have to have a discerning spirit to know what's God and what's not God. Oh, my God. You see, that's why he doesn't want you to eat of that fruit. This is what Satan was telling Eve. He don't want you to eat of that fruit because you're going to be just like God. That's exactly what he was saying in the scripture. So instead of recognizing the wrong voice, you see, Eve was recognizing the wrong voice. She was mesmerized by Satan's voice. She had gave in to what Satan was saying. Come on here, somebody. Satan can use smooth, enticing words to draw you in, and you miss your blessing. Oh, my God, I felt that. So Eve started thinking about it more and more and more. And guess what she did? She finally gave in. You see, the enemy has no new tricks. He's going to bring voices that try to stop your purpose. The word of the Lord says, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they're not going to follow." Come on here, somebody. If you are God's child, you should already know his voice. Come on here. How do I get to know his voice? I spend time with him. How do I spend time with him? I read his word. I pray to him. I be still before him, so he can minister to me. Oh, my God. You build a relationship with him. People of God, sometimes it's an outside voice saying, it's okay to compromise a little. No one cares. But in other times, it's an inner voice saying, you can't forgive them. Look what they did to you. If you're not disciplined to tune out the wrong voices, listen to the Holy Spirit well, then as with Eve, you will start making wrong choices. If you are not disciplined in your spirit to tune